USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations continuing between the White House and Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on a new stimulus proposal. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow saying the new offer is an increase from the previous one.
We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion, but some progress being made. We want to think that the speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
Pelosi sending a letter to her Democratic colleagues saying the $1.8 trillion offer from the administration was one step forward, two steps back. President Trump set to deliver remarks in the Rose Garden at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Delta is now a tropical depression as it continues to dump heavy rain across northeastern Louisiana and western Mississippi. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on Category 2 storms.
A Category 2 hurricane is defined by winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour, not considered too extreme for those living in a hurricane zone, except this storm, Delta, is hitting the exact same area as Laura did back on August 26th, and she was a Cat 4 storm, leaving many still living in shambles, which means finding adequate shelter might have been tougher than normal. The good news, hurricane season ends on November 30th. The bad news, hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th.
Full containment is drawing near for the Bobcat Fire in Los Angeles National Forest. The blaze has blackened over 115,000 acres and is listed at 90% containment. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many legal experts agree it's going to be difficult to find something from federal court judge Amy Coney Barrett's past that would derail her elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A focus group of Michigan voters gave its reaction to the VP debate. These voters supported Obama in 2012, but backed Trump in 2016. One of the respondents saying Biden's not going to make it 4 years, so Kamala Harris is going to be president, and I have zero trust she can be president, so I'm picking the lesser of two evils at this point, that being Donald Trump. In NBA Finals action, the Miami Heat forced a Game 6, beating the Los Angeles Lakers on Friday night, 111-108. Game 6 set for Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.